SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy Tuesday night. I mean, we have tons of NFL news. We have conference championship games here. Tickets to the big dance being handed out. The heavies get going today with some early round action. Not a good scene for Miami here so far against Boston College. 14-point lead at the half for the Fighting Bluets. Look out. We have NBA games going after that over in the Knicks-Sixer game. We've got hockey, 10 games tonight in hockey. The golf, the Players' Championship this week down in Ponte Vedra. Florida, TPC Sawgrass, and we have a lot more in, along with that. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? This is it, baby. March Madness is on the horizon. Conference tournaments, baby.
Conference tournaments, and there's a lot going on, Joe. A lot going on. In fact, there's a few games here. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. On a Tuesday night, tons of college basketball. We've got tournament action. We've got championship games. It's all happening. We've got a lot of NFL news again today to dive into. We have NBA, NHL, the golf, just everything you could ever possibly want here. And Haro tonight as well. So that's on the table, too. Mike Carver and, of course, Joe Lisi with you. So, Joe, there's a few things going on right now. I'm very involved in this Wagner-Merrimack game, the Northeast Conference Championship, where Wagner, who's 15-15, they went 7-9 in the league this year. Cinderella story to get to this title game. They are up 8.
Wow.
At Merrimack. This game is at Merrimack's home floor. They do. They don't do neutral site for this conference. And Merrimack, Joe, last year won this game but couldn't go to the tournament because they were still in that dopey transition period where they weren't allowed to play in postseason games.
Tournaments, right.
Well, they weren't allowed to go to the NCAA tournament. So they won the conference title game but didn't get to go to the big dance. So you thought they'd be coming in tonight, a lot of gas in the tank, with a chance to finally go there. Well, Wagner has other ideas, up 8 right now in that one. Elsewhere, Stony Brook, who's playing their fourth game in 4 days.
And they've
played some wild ones, too, are against the top-seeded Charleston team, College of Charleston. And they are up 5, Stony Brook, at the half. They were catching 9.5, 10 in this game, Joe. And they are up 5. So that has an upset brewing. Oakland leads Milwaukee, Horizon League title game. You have a few other semis going on. You have a title game in the WCC at the top of the hour between Gonzaga and St. Mary's that I'm sure we'll get involved with. You have a title game in the Summit with South Dakota State tonight against Denver. So there's a lot going on, Joe, from the college basketball perspective.
Yeah, I mean, some great games. I have Oakland and Milwaukee. I got the quad up, Carver, the quad. I got Wagner, Merrimack, Milwaukee, Oakland. What else do I have? Boston College all over Miami. Unbelievable.
Nick's Sixers not off to a good start for the over either, by the way.
Getting smashed.
26-14 at the end of the first quarter. Live totals down to 194.5.
Unbelievable. This is smashed.
I thought they'd actually come out and hit some shots tonight, Joe. And the Knicks, I think, I felt like the Knicks had 20 points like 5 minutes into the game, so they must have went real cold after that. Like, they were real cold the entire night you were there on Sunday.
Yes, they, but 21%, 3 of 4. What did they hit, 9 of 40? What was
it? Yeah, somewhere around there.
Crazy.
The Sixers did get Maxey back tonight, and he has 10 of their 14 points. So I got that working for them. Everything else, Joe, has not started yet in the NBA.
Interesting.
So you have six other games tonight, including Indiana's in Oklahoma City. That's 5.5. The Celtics are in Utah, laying 6.5. The Bucks are now getting one in Sacramento, Joe.
Wow.
How about that?
System play. System play. Ranked versus unranked.
System play? You got system play for us?
System play.
What's the Giannis is a game time decision. That's why.
That's the system. Bet against the Bucks. System play.
Yeah, they've hit the half in D.C. at the ACC tournament, where Boston College is up 15 on Miami. 47-32. Dead over also, huh, Joe?
Yeah.
Man, what an awful end of the year for Larrañaga and the crew.
They're getting
smoked twice in a week by Boston College.
They put the old guy out to pasture. Put him out.
Get him out of here.
Take him outside. Put him in the back of the barn.
Get him out, baby.
This is. You want to talk about whiskey sour? This guy is gutless. Gutless. Yeah, not good. Not good.
Ooh, not good at all. That's for sure. And in the hockey. With Rangers lead Carolina 1-0, so we can get Carolina plus 116. I think they were minus 170 pregame tonight, so that's something to think about. The Sharks are tied 1-1 in Philadelphia against the Flyers. Scoreless Pens in Ottawa in the second period. We still have Florida and Dallas to come. Vegas and Seattle late night. You got Colorado and Calgary. I mean, anything you could possibly want, Joe, you can get tonight.
This is it, huh? Pick your poison.
I mean, the menu's full. The buffet table's out, Joe. You can stop anywhere you want.
I
right
gotta
now.
Pick something. I gotta jump
you
on.
You wanna put it with the golf?
With the golf. You're always trying to get me in on the golf, Corver. You're always trying to get me in on the golf.
Well, I mean, this is the quote-unquote fifth major this week, so.
Elevated event.
And this is more than this is the Players' Championship. This is a big week. Mm. Very big week. So, well, that's an offensive foul on Merrimack, Joe. Here we go.
And one.
Here we go. Offensive foul. Wagner with the ball up 8. 13 minutes to go. You know, Joe, I said to you last night about this. Wagner, they lost so many times as the one seed in this tournament. It would be kind of karma for them to finally to actually win one here when they had no business winning it whatsoever. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. 8-point lead for Wagner with the ball. About an 11.5 to go in the NEC championship game. Oakland up 6 on Milwaukee early second half in the Horizon championship game. Still at the half at the CAA title game with Stony Brook up 5 on Charleston. At the half in D.C. at the ACC, we said Boston College hammering Miami. A couple other games coming up later on. Hasn't gotten much better for us with the Knicks. 36-21. They lead the Sixers right now, although it has ticked back up to 197.5, Joe. So maybe
some. I might jump in.
On the live over? You think they're going to start hitting shots? Or you think it's going to be 80-75 again?
Shot. With who else? Could I? I like the Kings tonight. I'm going to lay it with the Kings.
I need the Bucks to win, man.
You and this needing the Bucks. Why'd you attach your bucket to Doc Rivers?
I didn't attach my bucket to Doc Rivers. I made this before the season started. This is them to win 55 games. Well, I have to root it in. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Not root it in?
He's gutless.
I don't understand.
I don't know. He's just gutless. Wemby had a big game last night, so I go
he did.
Back to back.
He hit three threes in the second half.
Should
you want
to
do the three threes again?
Nah,
now, here's the problem.
Let's take him for 30.
No. I'm going to tell you why maybe we should not do that. Second night of a back-to-back, Pop's going to he's gonna reel him in.
But why can't Pop? The kid's 18 years old.
He's coming off the ankle injury. I'm surprised he's even playing at all. He might play 20 minutes tonight, Joe. We can't play him for 30.
Come on with this Pop. You know, the team is gutless. They got 12, 14 wins. What do they have? You can't put the kid out there? How's he supposed to develop?
I'm just telling you, though, that he's not going to get gas tonight.
Pop's all washed up. He's another one like Larinaga. Put him out to pasture.
Finish him. Get him out of here. We've had enough of this
guy. He's 19 years old. He's got a wingspan like a pterodactyl. He glides down the court. We can't get him out there for more than 15 minutes.
Can't do it.
Come on. I'm taking the over in the Knick game. Here we go. Watch this.
Okay.
Take a ride. I'm going to get smashed tonight. Why not?
The pace is picking up slightly. Hang on
one second. You ready? Where is it? I'm taking Wemby for 25 plus. I believe in the
How about we do the threes?
No, I don't like the threes.
Greedy. The greed that just that comes out of you, Joe, sometimes. It's just amazing.
What are you talking about?
Three threes plus two undie.
I just took him with
25 plus?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. You made your call.
You don't like it, I could tell.
No, it's okay. You made the call. Can I get five threes from this DiVincenzo tonight?
He's a pig. He is a pig. I watched him. And my daughters were ruined for DiVincenzo, Dante! I said, he sucks.
Oh, yeah? They like Dante?
Well, you know, like the New York Flair. I said he went to Nova. Look at this. Dante. And then, like, halfway in, I'm like, don't even root. He sucks.
Man, what a melt here. 7-0 run from Merrimack, Joe. We got a one-point game.
Oh, boy.
41-40, Wagner.
Wagner.
A lot of time left here, too. There's nine minutes left in this game.
What happened here?
You want to put something with the over in the Gonzaga-St. Mary's game here at 9 o'clock?
Wait a second.
I like
Mary's.
Over
here we go with the eligibility issue now. I can't get the bet in.
What are you
here
talking about?
Every time I'm trying to get the bet in, now they book it at a higher number. I'm cooked. Yeah, sure enough.
They cooked. Got you?
They got them. I actually got a better number than Nick game, 196.5.
Yeah, it's because it's dropping again.
Yeah, it's dropping like a rock. What is it, 192 now?
It's dropping like a rock. Yeah, you want to take the over in this Gonzaga game?
Sure, why not? Did the over come in that Santa Clara game? What was it, 79-64? Is that the game?
No.
79-65?
Don't think it
was
did.
That an over last night?
I wasn't involved in that game, I'm not sure.
I had Santa Clara plus the 11.5. They're dead to me.
Yeah, they got whacked.
Let me see.
No good.
Threes.
No good, Joe.
I think I might take Harrison Barnes. Three threes for Harrison Barnes.
Where do you come up with this stuff? Where does it come from?
He's plus 310 tonight.
I'm just saying, where do you get it from? Where does that pop into your head, Harrison Barnes?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Because they have a 1.5 number, Adam, minus 113 either way. Right, so the book is basically saying he can get two. If he can get two, we can get three. That's the way I look at it.
That's the way you look at it? All right.
Look, they got this Brook Lopez, three threes. Is he going to shoot 40 times tonight from three?
It's possible.
This guy. He's got a 1.5 number, juice to the over.
It's crazy. He's got the same number as almost Lillard. It's crazy.
All right, here we go, Joe. I'm doing the Wembanyama for three threes. I'm putting it with the over in the Gonzaga game. And Willie Z for a top 10 this weekend.
All right, who do you like better for threes? Ready?
Yeah.
Herder? Or your guy Malik Monk?
Herder. I know he's going to get burned. That's why I give me Herder.
You think Herder will get burned tonight?
Yeah.
All right. You and the burn. All right, I took him for three.
You got to have opportunities, Joe. I mean, that's
who do we like? Do you like the T-Wolves tonight?
No, they got a lot of guys out. But, I mean, we need the updated injury report there because I know Kawhi and Paul George were questionable, too. But I feel like...
What does that have to do with the T-Wolves? I like Edwards tonight.
Edwards is listed as questionable. Like, basically, everyone's questionable.
They got a number on him, 29.5.
Why that has to matter is because if those guys aren't playing, then sure, I'll take the 6.5 with the Timberwolves.
It's 7 now, and they got them all listed. Kawhi, George, everybody's listed on the sheet.
All right, I'm in for Wemby.
You and the Swemby now.
Wemby. Let's get Wemby involved here. By the way, Wagner hasn't scored in about 6 minutes. They've had 41 points for a very long time, and Mary Max now got the rock and probably about to take the lead. Puts up a triple bang. They're up two.
Wow.
So Wagner was up 41-33 in this game. A 10-0 run by Mary Mack has now put them in the lead.
Don't look now. Wow. Charleston cut it to 1.
Yeah, I think that Stony Brook's going to... I wish I could have played that, Joe. I probably would have took Charleston live. Especially having, with the 9.5 with Stony Brook.
They're up now, Charleston.
Yeah. That's... You got to hope they hang in now. Because that could get... It's up back up to 6.5. That could keep rising.
What was the score in Golden State last night in Wemby?
118-110 or something like that. Somewhere in that area. Why, is that another over you had?
They got 221 tonight with the Rockets.
112-102. Rockets don't have Sengun either. He got hurt with his ankle. That's
even better. Let's take the over.
That's not better for the over, but okay. I got some NFL stuff for you also, Joe, that we
can't
have to get
wait.
To. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on a Tuesday night. In fact, Joe, and I don't, Matthias didn't give me the signal yet, but it is Rick Haro Tuesday. Do we have that yet, Matthias? Do we have that? Okay, let me keep me updated on that.
This guy, on top of not meeting up with me, he's consistently late to the segment.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's fair either. I don't know if I would
traveling.
Say that.
It's always necessarily. Like, where's Waldo? We got to track him down. He doesn't like our show. I mean,
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's very fair. I don't. So that's all that
stick
I'll say.
Stick it up
to that.
For him now. Now you.
Meanwhile, Wagner.
I called him the other day. I asked him to get back to me. You think he calls me back? No.
Well, that's something.
He's 0-2.
That's something on the side that you guys will have to deal with. That's got nothing to do with the show. Knicks up 49-34. So it's possible the Knicks might have more points tonight after maybe the third quarter than they did the entire game the other night. Here, 197.5 is where the total is sitting.
All right.
So it's right there for you, Joe. You just need a little push. You need a little push. You need a couple guys to get hot. Push it all along here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Merrimack. No, this Merrimack team is just...
This game,
Joe, this game in like 10 minutes.
This game is the true definition of a rock fight, what you have going on right now. And you remember last night I told you this total was, I think, like 119 or 120. It was right around there. And you were like, you're telling me both teams can't score 60 points? Yeah. That's precisely what I'm telling you.
Well, they were on pace for that.
And they're not on pace for that. The total live total is 105 and a half. 105, Joe.
Yeah, but it's a one-point game, so you're gonna get the fouling at the end, probably.
Maybe. Maybe not. What if it's a tie game at the end and somebody runs the clock out 30 seconds for the last shot? You don't know what you're gonna get. And they can't make free throws either, Joe. I mean, you see this kid goes to the line down one. He misses the front end of a 1-1. You're playing for a trip to the NCAA tournament here.
They're choking these kids.
What are we doing to ourselves?
Kids from Statagene are just crapping the bed.
I mean, what are we doing out here?
2-6 from the line. 2-6 from the charity.
That's pathetic.
In a game like this, that a kid, let's see, look at this, Merrimack. Oh, man. Wide open three.
You missed. Oh, did they? After Wagner took the lead, you're ahead of me? What's your clock say?
4-something, 4:50.
You're not that far ahead of me. How did you see? So they hit a wide open three? I have Wagner up one, Joe, 44-43.
That's what I got.
Okay, so we're all right. We're about on the same wavelength there. Charleston now up 7 against Stony Brook, so that's unfortunate. That's going to get ugly quickly.
Yeah, ugly. I mean, it's ugly. I mean, they were up 5 at the half.
They're running.
Here comes Miami and Larrañaga.
Ooh, down 10. Making a push.
Let me tell you something. The problem is they have no size inside.
They have no size inside. You're right about that.
They have no side. They're slow. Like, this is, like, not the team last year that they had.
No, it's a much different team. Much different team.
How is there no depth from that team?
Wow, look at this. They're digging deep here, Joe. What a bucket for Wagner. Up 3 now. What a bucket. Wow. They're digging deep.
Do you have them? Do you have? Why are you rooting so hard on them? I thought you couldn't bet this.
I can't.
So then why are you all like? Something's not right here. something. You got. I got to dig a little deeper in this. I got to do a little more investigating the way you're going. You're wearing this on your sleeve here.
I love NEC hoops, man.
Yeah,
love it.
All right.
Love this conference. Didn't they had a big win last year with Fairleigh Dickinson? We love the NEC. Good conference. All right, Joe. 59-41. The total's up to 200 at the half, Joe. 200 and a half.
All right. Extend. What's going on?
How about DiVincenzo? Wemby didn't start yet. He starts in 10 minutes.
What else could I put in? What else?
Hey, did you see while we're waiting this out? Did you see the latest trade in the NFL? Did you see this trade tonight?
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah. We'll get to that. So Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers.
Look at who it is.
Is the latest NFL move that we have. Every week we do talk to our sports business and legal insider. That of course is Rick Haro here on Carver and Lisi. Hi, Rick. How are you?
What, the hamster die on the other line? What's the problem? I dial my normal line and then I get then I dial another line that says you have been chosen randomly to be weeded out, and then they hang up on you. And then Matias calls, and then it's like, where have you been? And then I get another call to say call Lucy West. Who is Lucy West? I have no idea who that is. But that's okay. I've got you now. So how's that?
We got you now.
You're
0
for 3, Rick. I don't want to say anything. You're 0 for 3. I dropped you a dime this week. I called you. No call back. You know, that's a little disrespectful.
Wait, he's down in Atlanta for the Maxwell.
Yeah,
that was last week. I called him this week.
Each week has its own independent set of challenges. I was on the plane when you called. I saw it, and I just physically, because I figured, you know, I could text you and say, I don't have time to talk. What signal would that send, as opposed to not calling you back? So I will guarantee you we have more than enough time for a long, loving conversation tomorrow. At your schedule, I know you're very busy because you're, you know, the one of the many faces of the network. But and I'm in a little bit of depression right now. Although talk me out of it. The Dolphins signed Poyer. They signed a few late guys.
Yeah.
Everything's a body of work until tomorrow. All the stuff about who wins the first day is totally irrelevant. You know, but when you lose Wilkins and you lose Van Ginkle, and it's kind of tough because the Dolphins never hit on draft picks. And when they do, you need to hold on to them to signal that, you know, you're smarter than everybody else. But that's not happening. But, again, it's two-thirds of the way in. Nobody knows what happens tomorrow, and they still need some linemen. But, you know, the beauty of free agency is everybody, I think, except the Cowboys, who did nothing, but they re-signed, what, a long snapper, looks like they could argue that they improved. And that goes back to my buddy Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, who says the NFL is unmatched at monetizing hope. And this is a great period. I mean, look at every team they can point to. The Eagles steal a guy from just up the turnpike that, you know, may give them hope again. So, you know, Fletcher Cox retiring, everybody says that's a big deal. But now the papers are going to be Barkley stolen from Giants. It's a wonderful league.
Right. Definitely causes, and it causes a lot of talk because you have now all the talk radio people in New York, including the former players, getting into it with Saquon Barkley. So that adds a lot of gas to the fire as well, Rick. We love that in the media. We love watching all that stuff.
We love creating mindless controversy. And by the way, the players are wonderful about it too. You know, the X-Man down here, who I've gotten to know as a really nice guy.
The X-Man,
pretty intelligent, too. And it's like, oh, no, I'm shutting the door on the Dolphins. Was he really shutting the door? I know, and not too many people know. But the bottom line is whether he's shutting the door at that point when he said it is irrelevant because he's not with them anymore. But the whole idea of everybody riding on every word for this week, look, that's what the players bargained for, right? Leverage. Yeah. And boy, they got leverage in spades. And guess what? Some general managers know how to handle it, and a lot of them don't.
He's right, Carver. I'll tell you what, as a Dolphin fan, I'm not happy. We got Shaq Barrett, too.
Shaq Barrett, you got? There's nothing wrong with Shaq Barrett.
Shaq Barrett, woohoo! The guy's only 100 years old now. Unbelievable.
But the good thing is, he's been injured a lot in previous seasons, so the wear and tear recently doesn't matter. So, I don't know. Look, everybody can spin everything. We used to have a guy, Lisi knows, Robert Hunt. The Panthers found a reason to spend $100 million on this guy. And, you know, last year he looked like, you know, the great bullfighter, you know, where you put the blanket out. And you can't block anything. But so, I don't know, somebody in the league. The beauty of free agency, too, is you don't need 100. You just need two stupid teams. Actually, you need one, because then you bid against everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you lost $200 million players. So, that takes its toll. If guys are that good, they're worth $100 million, and you lose two of them, one on each side, one on each of your lines, which is always tough because, as we know, those are the building blocks of your team. All right, we'll come back. We'll run through everything, and I've got some stuff about the players for Rick. So we'll do that when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 here on a Tuesday night. Of course, we have our sports business and legal insider, Rick Hara, with us every week here on a Tuesday. Several things to get to him really fast. Wagner's up 6 with 29 seconds left against Merrimack. So Wagner, who was 15-15 this year. They're 7-9 in the NEC, and they lost so many times as the one seed in this tournament over the years. Have a chance to come out of nowhere and win the tournament this year and steal it from Merrimack. So that's on the table. Oakland's up 2 on Milwaukee. Horizon Championship with 4 minutes to go. Charleston up 7 on Stony Brook. That is about 9 minutes to go. That's the CAA final. Miami's getting destroyed by 15 in the ACC. Last game of the day there by Boston College. And, of course, Gonzaga and St. Mary's will tip in about 20 minutes out in Vegas at the Orleans for the WCC Championship. Rick Haro, of course, as we said, is with us. Okay, Rick, a few things first. Number one, all this money that gets spent and publicity that the NFL gets over this two-day period, and teams, and they haven't even actually signed these players yet, Rick,
right.
What's gone on the last
right.
2 days, which is the most fascinating part about it, the quote-unquote legal tampering. Like, I look at this, and like a league like baseball, who is so lost, and they have, you know, 2 weeks until the season starts, and they still have guys like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery who aren't even signed with teams. Like, you know, they've changed a lot of things in baseball. Won't they see what the NFL's doing here and figure they could find a couple days around the winter meetings in December where it's like, all right, we're going to have all of our free agent stuff in this 48-hour period? Because the NFL does it right.
Well, the NFL does everything right. I mean, that's part of the bottom line. And I think part of baseball's issue is also related to the lack of salary cap. So it's almost kind of, when do the Dodgers and Yankees feel like telling Scott Boras what their final offer is? And so, for anybody. So maybe having a 3 or 4 day window certainly increases the drama for the volume of players. The fact that we have so many unsigned players 2 weeks before the season opens, and it's consistent over time, a lot of it is because there are no restrictions and there are no deadlines and there is no cap. And, you know, when everybody gets their $30 million new money from the NFL TV deals and all the general managers go back and retool and then they cut and don't cut, they get ready for these 3 days. And, you know, calling it legal tampering, that's great. That's going to stick. Because nobody even thought there was such a thing years ago. And now, listen, you take all the ink from all of the talk shows about getting set for the last 3 days, even before tomorrow at 4. You know, all of this stuff theoretically is not legal. You can't, you can talk and you can make press releases, but nothing has officially happened until the NFL year starts, which is, you know, 4 o'clock tomorrow. So this is a great question for you, Carver, which is, you know, how does the NFL continue to make things great like this? And the answer is because they just do things better than anybody else. And is Jordan Poyer as good as he was with the Bills, or has he lost a few steps? You would argue he's lost a few steps because,
well,
of course you would. They got rid of him.
I think he's still a very productive player who does get obviously hurt a little bit more because he's a few years older. I don't think he's as good as he was 3 or 4 years ago. But I'll tell you one thing. The Bills won a hell of a lot more when he was on the field than when he was off it. So I think he makes a difference.
Good. Well, thank you, because that's, you know, we love stealing your players anyway, but stealing your good players was good.
Yeah.
Where did Knox go?
Nowhere. He's Boston staying with the Bills. They restructured his deal. He's staying in Buffalo.
Oh, so now you got two tight ends. But it would be wonderful if the league had positions on offense for two tight ends. Oh, you got two and you only need one. All right. Well,
no, they play them both. They play them both. Get them out there. Go ahead, Jim.
What about kicker?
No, I'm
what
just saying.
With wide right
Rick, you know this though. Once the Dolphins get talent, they never play like they did on their former teams. You know that. And
well,
Everybody's going gaga over Jalen Ramsey. He's washed up too. Our defense
I
sucks.
Hope
but,
I hope not. He had great 3 or 4 games, but you know, yeah. But man, I hope not. Look, I'm as excited about the Dolphins as anybody else will be at this point in time. I'm looking at every waiver wire and every deal, and you know, every team does the same thing. It's exactly what we said earlier. It's a wonderful time of year if you're an NFL person.
All right, before we go into all the hot takes, I got to get this off my chest because college football, we got to sprinkle it in. How is Northwestern still searching for a home because why? Because 2024 they're going to have no stadium because of renovations? What's going on there? We're already in March.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
You could call it renovations. What they're doing is they're taking that old 100-year-old stadium, Ryan Field, and blowing it up. That's a renovation. And they're building an entirely new building. And what's going to happen is they are looking for some home that takes them 2 years, maybe a little longer, as they're building it. So, you know, it's not as if they have a shortage of places to go. They can go to Wrigley. They've done a couple games there. They can go to Soldier Field, although now the Bears are talking about a new Soldier Field, although they would build it in the parking lot as the existing one happens. So the Bears aren't going to need a home if that happens, a temporary home. And, you know, you can look at guaranteed rate. You can look at White Sox. So, you know, there are places in Chicago. They just haven't decided where to go yet. But, you know, the way Northwestern's recruiting and looks like they're playing, you know, maybe they can play in my stickball lot when I used to stay with my grandma
in the
south side of Chicago.
The guy, Braun, did a great job. He took him to a bowl game, and now you reward the guy with no stadium? Hey, you got the job, but good news. We have no place to play.
42nd and Archer was where my grandma was, and we used to play stickball there when I was in high school, and I would spend the summer up there, and that's where I learned stuff in Chicago, which is not relevant to anything you're talking about, but I thought I would lay it out there.
But let me ask you this, because in Brooklyn they used to play with the Spalding, you know, the pink Spalding.
Yeah, Spalding,
you know.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you play with that growing up or no?
Yeah, and I had a wicked curveball when those, and some, you know, it was terrible because the strike zone was maybe 3 feet below a window. So, you know, every couple weeks, if the ball kind of released your hands a little too high, you'd break the window, then you would run. And I'm just admitting right now, 40, 50 years later, that, yeah, I broke a number of windows and nobody ever caught me.
Wow, how about that? We always love when people are spending money, especially networks, Rick, and the NBA deal is going to be opening up soon. The exclusive window for Disney and Turner is going to be opening up for the NBA, which means they better get it done, Rick, because the streamers are always looming.
Streamers looming, and one of the issues that they're dealing with is how to quantify and package and integrate the Emirates Cup, which used to be called the in-season tournament. And Adam Silver is brilliant because what he did was he did the tournament this year, proof of concept, wanted to make sure people liked it, worked the bugs out, always bugs, but just in time to include it in the next round of negotiations as either an add-on or in a separate deal. And maybe if the streamers are wanting the NBA, maybe that's what they get, and the carrot is that Disney/ESPN, ABC, and Turner will pay extra just to keep the streamers out. So, look, the strategy is really interesting. End of the day, they're looking at $72 billion, which may be a 40 to 60% increase on the last one. Who knows if they're going to get it, but it looks like the NBA is still as popular as ever.
I got to go back there because I didn't realize this was in your top 15 about how Fox on the Friday Night Football, right, is gonna start every Friday night. They're gonna have a big game special. Now, why is that bad for high school sports? Because we know that FS1 threw a game every Friday last year, and ESPN does it. So why is it bad for high school football?
I think it's probably the message it sends. You know, we've always had high school, college football. You're right. You know, the Ivy Leagues kind of started it, and then everybody kind of filled in. Fox is going to promote that as a big game. You said it. And just like their big noon Saturday game, which draws over six, it's a huge leader into the weekend for Fox. And they're going to do the same thing on Friday night. So it's a matter of emphasis, not whether they're going to have games. And, you know, you got 15,000 college high schools playing high school football. You got a million kids. And in Texas, it's almost bigger than the pro game. But the head of the High School Football Association nationally said, we're disappointed and it's disparaging. I'll tell you what's disappointing and disparaging, and you could solve that pretty quickly, is money. And, you know, Fox is not going to say, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to do this. Politically, if the legislators made them, but that fight's over years ago, and we're not interested in having congressmen say the networks can't do Friday night college football again. The horse has left the barn. The chicken's left the coop. The toothpaste has left the toothpaste bottle. What other metaphors do you want to use?
Last, Netflix ends the production of Breakpoint after two seasons and low ratings. The main thing is that they have Full Swing, Rick, which is all that matters. And have you watched any of the episodes yet?
Well, funny you should say that. I watched Rory's last night. I watched Ricky Fowler, who, you know, lives down the street last night. Yep. And he and his wife, who's a great one. I watched Joel Damon and Wyndham Clark last night. So tonight,
wow, you
I watched
got through
Tom Kim. I got, yeah, how many more are there that have been that have dropped? Do you know?
They put all eight out there. There's only eight episodes. All eight episodes are up.
All right. So what I may do, since I need to feed my dog because he's barking, obviously, too much detail for you. Maybe I'll watch two tonight, and okay. I'll watch the final three tomorrow. What do you think?
I'm going to try watch at least one more tonight because I watched one on Sunday, and it's hard for me during the week. But I'm going to try to slip one in tonight before
it gets
really
busy later. So you would watch number two. You would watch Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, I watched the Rory one, the first one on Sunday. So I have to
watch
the
second episode. Ricky Fowler will keep your interest. Ricky
yes.
Fowler is a great showman, and he's yeah, and you'll love him even more after this. So you can probably and it's
wow.
simple, so wow. you and it's simple, so you can understand it.
Are you going up to TPC Sawgrass this week?
I am going to watch it on TV. I've got too many travel plans over the next few weeks. I am going to watch it on TV. Therefore, I hope it pours for four straight days. But the weather.
No, we don't like that at all. Will anybody stop Scheffler?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
Now that I don't think so either. He's putting.
He can putt again. He can putt again. It's over. I mean,
it makes a difference.
You can ask that question about the Masters, too. I'm not sure, you know, Rahm and Scheffler will be an interesting co-favorites coming into the Masters, don't you think?
Yeah, they will. Rick, great job as always. We'll talk to you next week. Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Wagner did win that game. They're going to
Good
the NCAA tournament at 16-15 there in the NEC. And you know, I didn't realize, Joe, and somebody tipped me off to this, Merrimack is actually leaving the NEC to go to the MAC.
Well, not anymore. They chopped tonight.
They got chopped tonight. Big win for Wagner, who first appearance since 2003. And like I said, they went in 2003, but they had, Joe, at least five or six chances in the championship game since then. And they blew
isn't
them
that all. Isn't that how it always works, though? You have much
right.
better teams. You can never get there. And then all of a sudden
now they
have this gutless team and they win.
Yeah, and now it's Cinderella story as opposed to being the favorite and making it. So good for them. They'll 100% be in one of those 16-versus-16 games next week on Tuesday or Wednesday night. You know, those games that they have, the play-in games with the 16 seeds. So we'll see Wagner again in that. And we'll probably play the under, Joe, depending on who they're playing after
Look at
watching
this.
That.
Stony Brook tied.
Stony Brook has tied it with Charleston, so they have fought back here. I mean, a lot of heart from the Seawolves over
they
the past couple
seven,
days.
Right?
9.5.
Ugh.
So, and Oakland's going to win this game, Joe, it looks like, against Milwaukee in the Horizon. It's still up 5. They're still in the fouling mode here. But as long as they make their free throws, they should get themselves a victory and a Horizon championship. Last chance for Gonzaga and St. Mary's here. Over 138.5?
Yeah, let's do it.
You sound really confident about that. Yeah, let's do it. All right. We've got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.